from KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Harum Helmi. The partial government shutdown is closing the doors of a crucial source of mortgage credit in rural America.
The Department of Agriculture, many people don't know, has been providing loans and some grants for rural housing actually since 1950.
That's Joe Belden, the Deputy Executive Director at Housing Assistance Council. It's a nonprofit that helps foster affordable housing in rural America. Belden tells me that in the past few years, the USDA's Rural Development Division has grown to be one of the biggest sources of mortgage credit in rural areas. One St. Louis mortgage broker told the Post-Dispatch last week that the USDA loans make up about 13% of his entire business.
The department itself makes some loans, actually serving as the bank. And then the Department of Agriculture also guarantees loans made by private lenders in the same way that Federal Housing Administration or the Veterans Affairs Department guarantees mortgages.
So in the light of the shutdown, what's happening to the mortgage program?
None of their offices at USDA Rural Development, their local or state offices, are open, and they need to be open to approve people's mortgage applications and send the necessary paperwork to a local bank when they actually make the loan. But people that had closings scheduled and been approved for loans may not be able to actually buy their houses, as long as the shutdown goes on, because the USDA staff are not able to work to do the proper paperwork. The hit is for people that are trying to buy a home, you know, and have gone to USDA for this guarantee, and are working with their local bank. But the local bank needs to have the guarantee paperwork and approval from the Department of Agriculture.
Right.
And in some cases, the bank might go ahead and just take a chance. But, you know, if I were the bank loan officer, I don't think I'd want to do that. There are many people now are in the situation of, say, not being able to do their closings. And so the sellers of those houses may be willing to wait or maybe not.
Can you tell me about the long-term effects of this?
This particular program, or both of these programs in USDA, had been helpful in the housing recovery that's been going on for the last few years, or ever since 2008. The real estate markets are starting to come back in the last two or three years, as I think everybody realizes. But this sort of slows that down.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
The USDA housing programs also include a number of other smaller initiatives for things like home repair, loan and grant program for low-income homeowners, particularly elderly folks that may have a lot of problems with their houses and don't have the money to fix them up. And the very low-income elderly can get small grants to fix their houses. So all of those programs have now stopped operating.
That's it for this week's Health and Wealth Update. Thanks for listening. I'm Harum Helmi.